The Lake Field Golf Course is hosting the Madden Hine Memorial Tournament this coming Sunday. We're talking to Alex Hine over the phone right now. Thank you so much. Well, as I usually call you, Coach, over the phone. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So with this latest event in particular, let's talk about that one, the golf tournament. How did it kind of come together?
Well, I can say me and my wife had nothing to do with it. you know, we had some friends that wanted to do something for our family and you know, get friends together. And so a couple friends of ours, Nolan and Larissa Lumen, Amber Lee Taze, and the Lakefield Golf Course, you know, they decided to put this on. They asked us if we were free on this date, and we said, yep. And we didn't really know why we were saying we were free, and then they told us later. And, yeah, we were pretty excited that they were going to go through all this work for this golf tournament, and we're looking forward to seeing a bunch of our friends and family on Sunday. I think it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, and we're excited to be around our family and friends, which, you know, they've been around us a lot the last few months, supporting us everything we need. And, you know, so we're just so excited for Sunday, even though it's another event that honors the hardest thing we've ever been through. We're always excited when our friends and family are going to be around and we get a chance to talk about our son and just be supported. So we're excited for Sunday.
How similar is how this event came together to some of the other tributes or events that have taken place over the past few months?
I think the common thread is that we didn't do a lot of the planning. You know, we had the family cookout in June, which was hosted by Countryside Plumbing and Bridget Bucksnorth Bar and Grill and American Legion. You know, that was another one we didn't do anything with it. You know, we didn't plan it, I should say. And just like this Sunday, it's another event that we're not planning. But it's in honor of our son, and we're just extremely grateful for these people that are doing, you know, they're going this so far to do this stuff to just, you know, support us and, you know, have that community just kind of constantly be around us. We're just, like I said, we're just so grateful. So that's the big thing between a lot of these events is that these other people are stepping up to help us out, and we are just so thankful to be part of such a caring and loving community like Jackson and Lakefield.
What are some of the ways that it has helped you out over the course of the summer?
You know, we're going through something that very few people have had to go through. And it's something that is unlike anything we've ever been through. And we just don't know how to act and respond and, you know, how to move forward each day. And so all of this stuff has just been, you know, all of these events and people reaching out and people doing things for us. We just feel very loved, and we feel like, you know, we're not alone through all this. 'Cause that is one feeling that we get a lot, that even though we have each other and we have our girls, we still, there's that loneliness feeling just because there's that hole. There's that, you know, our son's not physically in our lives anymore. And so you feel people wrapping their arms around you when they do things like this. You know, they're in the same boat. They don't know how to help. They don't know what can help, you know, what's going to help us, but they're just doing everything possible. So we feel that love and support, and we're just very thankful for it. It doesn't make up for what we're going through, but we just appreciate so much what all these people are doing to try to help us, you know, and just the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
Man, I can't even imagine. How about the financial support in particular that started almost immediately, and both sides, people probably being able to pour that out as well, and then you guys being able to receive that, that's been part of it as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing too. Like I said, that we didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, there we are sitting in the hospital, this GoFundMe starts, and it's another thing. You know, Heather Hummel was a friend of ours, was the one that posted it. I don't know if she did it alone or if others were, but we just were totally shocked at how that took off and how many people in Jackson and Lakefield around the state of Minnesota, around the United States, donated to that. And, you know, it was not only did a bunch of people donate, but there was a lot of cards, there was a lot of notes, there was a lot of messages. You know, that same thing where these people are trying to wrap themselves around you and just show that support, because they know you're going through something really tough. And I mean, we were just shocked and we were amazed. You know, we could have never imagined that this would happen, but we also could have never imagined that just how many people would come out to help us. You know, some people that we barely knew, you know, some people that live how many hours away were driving just to be there for us in these events. And it's just amazing. It was the worst thing that could happen to us, but it's just amazing to hear some of the stories that people have done to try to help us out and, you know, and put on these events and the planning that they do, or the how people are willing to donate money. Because I know some people, you know, they don't, not everyone has money to, and they're still donating to it to just kind of help us out. And it's just, it's been unreal. And, you know, we're just very thankful to live in a community like this, but also to all the people that reached out that live far away. And it's, you know, like I said, it's unreal. And, we're just very thankful for everyone that has either donated or sent a card or reached out to us over text or phone call. It's just, we're very thankful and how many people have helped us through this the last 5 months.
There's no playbook for anything like this. And so, yeah, the day by day, I'm sure, like you said, I think you've covered it pretty well. And I really appreciate the time and the insight into it. Just wanted to briefly talk about it because I know this is just the latest in a long line of local tributes or events and efforts supporting you guys after this tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, I just again want to say how thankful we are, you know, and, you know, I know some people come up to this. I think this is a good time for me to say that some people don't know how to talk to us, and I get that. And I would just say that, one thing I love, what we love, is when people tell stories about our son, or they just tell a story about how they saw him, you know, saw him climbing around at the basketball game or running on the court after the game, or just how happy they know, you know, they know our kids made us or make us feel. And so we love to talk about our son. And so these events like Sunday give us a chance to do that, to honor him and to talk about him. And so I'm thankful that you reached out and were willing to do this, talk on the radio like this. And, you know, there's a lot of negativity in the world, and an event, all these events just to show how many good people are out there and all the good things that are still happening. So don't get caught up in all the negative things. And if you see me, my wife, my family, we love to talk about our son. So thank you again. Thank you to everyone that's helped us these last 5 months.
I've heard of that, about not knowing what to say and things like that. So I hope that helps somebody out there as well, for sure. Thank you for your time and your access. We wish you the best of luck with this and also with everything that you have to go on throughout the school year and that coming up as well.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. Wife's coaching volleyball right now. I'll be coaching basketball soon. Those are two other things that really help us through that we love to do and that we're passionate about. And we love doing it, and it helps us get through these tough days. And, you know, and also, obviously, like I said, the support and love that we get from our friends and family help us through these tough days. So I appreciate you reaching out and doing this.
Absolutely.